916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
Oh, goody, goody. It is Friday.
Yep.
Finally. Jump on. Any deals you got, weekend plans, you want to share something, you want to say something, advice, you want to give it, you need it, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to talk about. Dana's on the phone, so she'll get the call promptly. 766-9370. I have an amazing deal. And every now and again, I'll have these deals where I'm like, oh, man, I wish I were on the radio right now and had a microphone because I got to share this deal. So my deal is
this. Do you feel like that every single night? Because every single morning you come in, you are on the radio on a microphone with a deal.
Well, I know, but some deals are more exciting than others. You know, some deals I just can't wait to share. And this is one of those deals because on my feet right now, what I have are a pair of UGG boots.
That's the exciting thing this morning.
Oh my God. It is like third world nation children massaging my feet. It is just all the wool and the toes and the comfort and the way they squeeze your feet. It is as if you're walking on warm clouds. It's one of the most amazing feelings you'll ever have on your feet.
Who are you?
So I got these boots and these UGG boots. Dan, did you put the picture online?
It's on the Instagram page, but for some reason it hasn't emailed over to my... Anyway, it's not on Facebook yet, but
okay,
I'm working on it.
Okay, get it up there. You can see these. These aren't your typical UGG boots either. These are lace-up UGG boots. These are far more masculine.
They're pretty snazzy.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's why the picture
so.
Won't go up on Facebook. It will not allow a man to be photographed in UGG boots.
Really? It's got UGG boot blocker.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think so.
UBB.
So what I did is I bought these last week. I got online, okay, and I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to try these out because it's wintertime. My dogs were barking. They were just going, ugh, ugh. They needed them.
Did you guys catch that, though? He's even researched his UGG boot buying.
I research everything.
I know
you do. Yes. So I saw these, and then I saw on the ad came up, and they're like, hey, click here. Well, I saw that Nordstrom had them cheaper online than anywhere else. So I'm like, okay, I think there's a Nordstrom in Sac.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the store, and they show all of them there. And I'm like, well, hey, there's a Nordstrom over there at that Arden Fair Mall. Look at me. You know me. I see what kids wear. I see what the Hollywood people do. But I don't follow fashion. I could give a rat's ass, and I don't spend the money. But I thought, have I ever been to a Nordstrom?
May I pause you for 1 second?
Yeah.
Was it Monday or Tuesday that both of us had meetings, and I talked to you, and it was about 2 in the afternoon, and I said, are you just getting done? You said, no, I stopped somewhere. Was that your stop to buy the UGG boots?
No, that was something else.
Okay.
No, that was something else. I stopped for a sandwich.
Okay.
So I think, well, I don't think I've ever been to Nordstrom, you know? And I looked at Macy's online, I looked at all this stuff, and I'd walk through the Nordstrom at the mall, but I can't remember ever buying one thing there.
Are you alone at this point in time when you're going to go into the Nordstrom, or do you have your wife with you?
This is man business.
You walked
this
in there alone man. And bought Uggs.
Oh yeah, and I'm here to tell you, that damn Nordstrom, they've got what I would call Ugg Central.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I mean, they've got every Ugg imaginable, and this is in the men's section, mind you. This is not the women's. This is when you walk in downstairs underneath the bridge. You walk in, you're in UGG heaven, and they're all men's boots, okay?
I got to think they're on the fringe of the men and the women's side. They're kind of in the middle right there.
No, they're not. They're on the left-hand side. You walk in, they even ask for a man card. You have to swipe a man card to get access.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, man, I've never been to Nordstrom. I think that's like a hoity-toity place and all that. So I walk in, you know, I'm looking around, and they're still cheaper than like Macy's or the other stores. So I'm like, okay, keep mine now. I never, ever spend any amount of money on any part of clothing or shoes. All the Adidas that I love, I always find them online for like $32.
Or on sale somewhere or whatever. Yeah,
$40, $42. I won't go over $50. But these Uggs are $120. And I'm like, man, I'm just going to do it. I miss them. I got to have a new pair. So I go in, I buy them, I take them home. This is last week. I put my foot in them. I'm like, there's kind of a seam on the inside of my right toe. I'm like, it doesn't feel right. I'm going to take these back and swap them.
You didn't try them on at the store and walk like up and down the aisle?
Well, I did, but it wasn't long enough. When I put them on last week in the morning so I could leave to work, I'm like, it's kind of irritating. Nope, these aren't for me. I got to swap them out. So finally yesterday, I go in to swap them out. I walk in there with my bag, the first pair. The same guy that helped me is a guy, he's an old guy, white hair. Slender. Kind of looks like Orville Redenbacher. I go back in there, and he's like, hi, what's going on? I tell him, I go, there's a little stitching in here. Something's wrong with these. Can I swap these out for another exact pair? He's like, oh, no problem. So he leaves. He brings them out. He said, try these on. See if these work. And I'm like, wow, Okay, yeah, these are ready to go, I can tell.
Same kind of boots, same pair of boots, same style?
Identical. Size, everything. There was just stitching on them that was bothering me.
I wonder what was wrong with that pair. That's weird.
So I get them, and I walk up to the counter, and he's like, you're all set to go. And I pull my receipt out of the pocket, and I said, do you need this? This is the fantastic part of the deal. He said, you're not at Macy's. Do you see that sticker on the box that says Nordstrom? We don't need your receipt.
Yeah, that's their return policy.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
And then he sticks his hand over the counter and he shakes my hand.
It's a great policy.
All you need is the box they came in?
You don't even have to have the box.
Like, I could have showed up with just a bag of boots?
You probably could have just brought in your boots. I can't remember the exact thing, but it was a pair of shoes, and Kenny's ex-girlfriend, when they were together, she, like, messed them up bad. Took them to Nordstrom. They took them back, no questions asked, gave her a new pair of shoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice policy.
Really good policy.
I had no idea, you know, and the guy, he's like, hey, you spent a lot of money on these. We want you to enjoy them. And he shakes your hand, all this personal attention. I'm like, as soon as I left the store, and this whole process took me almost 5 minutes, if. And I'm talking walking to the truck, going in, him getting the new boots, me putting them on, and I walk out. He didn't need the receipt. He didn't need nothing. I ran to the truck damn near, and I called my wife, and I said, you're not going to believe this. I said, there's this old guy with white hair at Nordstrom. I'm going to buy boots and shoes from him until he's dead. I love that man. I love this service. I love this store. I could not believe it. It was like 1950.
That's where I got my boots, too.
It's like the greatest thing ever. And they were like $2 cheaper, $5 cheaper, because no matter where you get your Uggs, they're all going to be within the same price of like $5 to $10.
How much are they?
These were $120.
Goof!
What? Joe, you don't want to know how much I paid. My ones that are on my feet, I think, were $180.
Yeah.
The other ones, which are the normal tan with the fur,
yeah,
two something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, see, now the men's, wow, the normal high with the fur and the suede.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Those were $170. And I kind of wanted those, but then I put these on. I was like, whoa, oh, man, these feel good. I'm going to try these out.
Yeah,
they
the ones with the fur. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I just love them.
I can't believe they're that expensive.
Oh, yeah, but you don't understand what they do to your feet. I'm telling you, it's like you're at a massage parlor. And I'm talking about the kind with happy ending. And they're just underneath.
Oh.
And it's rubbing your feet and your toes. And they're so comfy. And they're so snug and snuggly. And they're just, oh, my God.
If Joe wouldn't stretch out my shoes, I'd make him try them on.
I have little feet.
Well, no, so my sister wore these one time, and she has bigger calves than I do, and she stretched out, because mine are knit,
yeah,
so they stretch really easily, so yeah. I was so mad, because I was like, those are my favorite boots. But so, heterosexual Anderson Cooper texted me.
Oh, I'd love to hear listening. This. Yeah. Good morning.
And dog makes fun of my footwear, 2 exclamation marks.
Yeah.
Fair point.
He's the only male I've ever seen wear Ugg boots. Seems like something a male hooker would wear with nylon jogging shorts and a crop top. 2 more exclamation marks.
Oh, he's in a rare mood this morning.
Oh, boy, yeah. Save all that steam for the radio program. My goodness.
But then I asked him if he's wearing his fancy black and white tennis shoes.
Yes.
Because we're going to take a picture of those.
Yeah, they're like Mick Jagger shoes.
Yes.
Those are cool shoes. I'd wear those.
So you would wear those. They look like, you know what those are? Those are something Jane Fonda would have worn back in 1983, those shoes that he wears.
He's got some style when it comes to tennis.
Oh, my God.
But he doesn't. We had this conversation.
He has nice footwear.
Yeah, he does.
We had this conversation yesterday, though, he and I. He's like, oh, those are chick boots. And here's the reason we also call him heterosexual Anderson Cooper, because we used to just call him metrosexual. Because he's a very snazzy dressed 60-year-old. Mm-hmm. He wears tighter jeans than my son. My son's 15.
I think they're
15.
Tighter than mine.
Yeah, I mean, he wears, I think they're latex like paint on. I think he like rolls on the rubber.
Painted.
You know that guy that goes out in the lake with the boat and he sprays that rubber on?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what his pants are made of. I've never seen a man wear pants that tight. And everything he wears, he's very fashion forward.
It's because he moves so quickly. He's got to have things that are aerodynamic on him.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy scoots.
So he was bagging on me for wearing the Ugg boots. I don't think I've ever seen a man. I said, well, let me just give you a little history about the Ugg boot. The Ugg boot was designed, and if you don't believe this, it's out there.
Somehow, some way, this stupid thing he's about to say
is
true. This is a true thing.
It's true.
Yeah.
They came over and down in L.A. in the 70s, these guys started selling these Ugg boots to the surf dudes.
Yeah.
They get out of the water. They wanted to put their feet in something warm. All the sand in their toes. The fur would hold the sand. And the fur that's inside here, the sheepskin, what it does is it wicks moisture. So if your feet are hot, it keeps them cool. If your feet are cold, it keeps them warm. And that's why they invented these. These were dude surf boots way before the chicks ever got a hold of them.
And I would love to try and discredit and disprove that, but we have had so many people back you up on that.
It's true.
Disgusting.
It's true.
It's not disgusting.
No, it's
lovely.
They are
the best boots in the world.
I think, Joe, you should go to jail, because what you're doing is committing a crime against humanity for not putting this on your feet. You are robbing your feet of love. You're a foot hater. You should go to jail for hating your feet.
I love my feet. I was the first one between me and you to wear shoes that were slip-on shoes, and you made fun of me. Now you've taken it a step farther.
They're
You're wearing slip-on boots.
No, they're these not. Aren't they slip-on. Lace up.
No, these lace up.
Yeah, his lace up.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, you, what are those? Oh, those are laces.
That's an UGG boot?
Oh, yes. You got this. Look what it says there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Okay, that's his first pair of lace-up, though. Baby.
Yeah, yeah. Truckers wearing these. Loggers.
No way, loggers.
Metal fabricators. Smiths. What do you call them? Metal
blacksmiths?
Blacksmiths.
Blacksmiths don't wear these.
Yes, aerosmiths, blacksmiths. Yes, guys that work at butcher shops. Sure, these are manly.
Kind of what we were all thinking when you were saying the old fellow at Nordstrom extended his hand. I thought he was going to say, no man would come in here and lie about buying UGG boots. You must be telling the truth.
That damn guy and that damn experience. We grew up in California.
Yep.
And I didn't grow up with any money. But if we wanted to go out when we were kids, we always went to Macy's. Macy's was like the gospel here in California back in the 80s. And that's where you went to get all your Quicksilver stuff. And yesterday when that guy said that, when I pulled the receipt out, he said, no, you're not at Macy's. That tag on the box says Nordstrom. We don't need that. It was like, what? And then he sticks his hand over the counter like, whoa, this is a different deal. Where am I?
That is pride in your place of business right there.
That was pretty damn cool.
Yeah. Really, really, really excellent customer service.
That is. I couldn't believe it. So 766-9370, if you got a deal this morning, coming up, we got cash. That's going to happen in 19 minutes.